Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. God's judgment saves his people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you listen to the news on TV or read the latest top story on your smartphone, it doesn't take long before you hear news about bad storms and bad people that result in damaged homes and destroyed lives. It's hard to hear of it. It hurts our hearts. In Noah's time, the world was no different. People didn't care about God. They did not live as God wanted them to live. Instead, they did what they wanted, married who they desired, and disrespected everything God asked them to do. When God saw that the people were very bad and were always thinking only evil in their hearts, it hurt his heart. So the Lord said, "I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them." As we read this, we do not need to look at our phone or watch the news to see the same disrespect. Go look in a mirror. The answer is staring right at us. Each one of us has, at times, cared more about what we wanted instead of God. The weeks before Christmas, called the Advent season, are no different. We are more concerned about stuff than we are our sins. God should say, "I will wipe you from the face of the earth." But he doesn't. Listen, "I will establish my covenant, a mutual agreement with you, and you will enter the ark." God directed Noah to build an ark that would save him and his family. That ark would also keep safe God's promise to send a Savior. This same Jesus saves you and me. Jesus was wiped out on the cross, not you. As the waters lifted Noah and his family in the ark, the waters of baptism assure us that we are saved. We are God's favorites. Now, there's some good news that brings joy to our hearts. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Use your power, Lord, and come to help us. Protect us by your strength, and save us from the threatening dangers of our sins. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.